AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the champion jockey, joining us to look ahead to today's action at Haydock and Ascot. A fantastic Saturday to look forward to with Gold Cup favourites and horses prominent in the champion hurdle betting in action as well. A really superb Saturday to look forward to, and AP is on the line now. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you. Looking forward to getting back riding, which will hopefully be Wednesday or Thursday. And it's been it'll be three weeks by then, but it feels a lot longer. So looking forward to getting back.
Yes, is it Thursday? Did you say this coming to Thursday? So you'll be back for the Hennessy meeting?
Yeah, that was the plan. I was always hoping I'd be back. Obviously, more of that is running there, and I wanted to go back to ride him. So hopefully, that's the case. All is good, and I'll be back to ride him then.
Okay, good stuff. And the injury coming along nicely now. I know you had a bit of trouble with it before. Is it much better this time?
Yeah, it's a lot better now. Pretty much perfect now.
Good to hear it. Good day to look forward to today, AP, as well. If you're still a little bit frustrated about being on the sidelines, this should cheer you up today.
Yeah, there's a lot of good racing. As you said, there's champions or contenders and Gold Cup contenders, and it would make you want to get back riding, that's for sure.
Yes, I imagine it would, yes. We're going to start with the action at Haydock. We're going to go through the full card there and then look at some of the big races at Ascot as well. And the first race at Haydock today is the 12:10. It's a Class 3 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And Vasco de Ronsari heading the betting this morning at 3-1. 100-30 for Lightning Rod. 4-1 for Mujik Borgay. 7-1 for Plus Jamais. Zafranaga is 10s and then 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. I suppose you'll know a bit about the form of Lightning Rod, finishing second behind Goodwood Mirage last time, two starts ago, and then a 7-length winner at Weatherby last time. Do you think that's a key piece of form?
Yeah, it is a good piece of form, but for a 9-year-old, he's running off his highest ever mark of 134. So, as I said, for a 9-year-old, unless he's a really late improver in life, then it's a high mark for him, but who knows, maybe he is. But his form has been pretty solid. Definitely got a chance. He has won on soft ground, but most of his form has been on good ground. So I'd be slightly concerned about the conditions for him today. Obviously, you mentioned Vasco de Ronsari of Nicky Henderson's. He hasn't ran since he ran in Hexham back in June on good ground. I would imagine he'd probably appreciate the softer ground, and he's probably a horse for a 5-year-old that's open to improvement. And the other one you said, Mujik Borgay of Venetia Williams, is obviously, we all know our horses like soft ground, and there's no doubt that he could be an improver. And if I was to pick one out for this race, I think I'd probably pick Mujik Borgay. As I said, you like Lightning Rod, Vasco de Ronsari, and then you go as far as Zafranagar and horse like that. But I like Mujik Borgay for Venetia Williams in this race.
Okay, yeah, Venetia Williams has had a few winners in the last couple of days as well, so her stable doing well. The 12:45 is the second race on the card. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 5 furlongs, and no duffer heads the betting this morning at 100-30. 7-2 for Gasline Boy. Benny's Well is 11-2. 6-1 for Emperor's Choice. 13-2 for 60-something. Dark Glacier is 7s, and then it's 10-1 and bigger prices for the others. We've got several horses coming into this in good form, AP. Gasline Boy stayed on well to win over 3 miles at Exeter last time. We've got no Duffer, who bolted up at Stratford. You've got Dark Glacier, who won over 3.25 miles at Carlisle. It's quite an open race, isn't it?
Yeah, it is an open race. As you said, Gasline Boy won pretty well at Exeter. But again, I think this is a little bit more of a competitive race. And as you said, Dark Glacier won at Carlisle. And he's one that definitely won't mind the soft ground, that's for sure. And the other one you mentioned, No Duffer, won well at Stratford, gone up 8 pounds. A tougher assignment for him this time around. Competitive race will be very difficult to, it's very difficult to know. I mean, obviously, No Duffer's a horse that seems to be getting his act together and might be the one that's open to the most improvement. Gasline boy, Phillips Hobbs's horse, have been in such good form. It's very hard sometimes to get away from him. And the other one is the Sue Smith horse, Benny's Well. You know, he won well last time. He won at Carlisle too. That was only over 2.5 miles. It's a big step up in trip for him, but I think he'll, you know, I think he'll stay well enough. He's won over 3 mile 3 at Sedgefield on heavy ground. So I'm going to side just with Benny's Well. I think it's his highest ever mark, and it will be tough for him. But he liked the heavy ground, and he's won over 3 mile 3 in the past. So I'm going to go for Benny's Well.
Okay, Benny's Well for AP in the 12:45. The 1:15 is race 3 on the card. This is a 2.5 mile class 2 handicap hurdle. And Marito de Belay is the 3-1 market leader, and was 4-1 earlier in the day. So a bit of market support for the Paul Nichols runner. Dowalan is 7-2, 5-1 for Heath Hunter. Ontor is 11-2, 12s for Livius, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. A race I'm sure you enjoyed last year, AP, with more of that winning this contest. Do we have another one like that in here, do you think?
I wouldn't have thought so. I'd be very surprised if there's more of that in it. He won off 137. He's now 173 or something, you know, so he was quite well in that day. But yeah, it's a good competitor for this. As you said, the horses that Marito de la Berle of Paul Nichols has obviously won well at Cheltenham last week. And, you know, he's obviously deserves to be favourite with the strong race that he won. And Darlowan of Nicky's, you know, he's obviously Nicky's horse has been a little bit in out of late, but he was second to a very easy winner in sign of a victory. On tour, Evan Williams is he's not without a chance. He's won his last couple. He won at Stratford last time, and he's Hunter of Pipes. You know, he's obviously one to be respected as well, but I think Marito de Berle, the fact that Paul Nichols has turned him out again so soon, he must be happy with him, and I think Marito de Berle will probably win.
Okay, Marito de Berle in that one. The 150 is one of the real high-class races we have on the card today. It's a Class 2 two-mile hurdle, and the new one heads the betting at 2-5. Melodic Rendezvous is 6-1, 9-1 for Aurora d'Estraval, 14s for Zamdi Man, Hawkeye is 16-1, and Williams Wishes is the 33-1 outsider. We all know plenty about the new one, AP, and yeah. Made a comfortable reappearance at Kempton. Can you see past him?
Not really. He obviously is a very high-class horse, as you said, and there's not really many flaws. I mean, you know, he was, you know, he obviously won at Aintree, and was a, you know, a lot of people thought he was an unlucky horse in the Champion Hurdle, which he probably was, to be fair. He got brought to a standstill when Earl Connor failed, so I think whatever, you know, the others all have to step up a lot in form to you know, give him a race, really. I mean, obviously Melodic Rendezvous is the closest to him, and the ratings are at 161, but even at that he's still 15 or 16 pounds lower than him. Melodic Rendezvous will like heavy ground, but I mean, a new one has won in soft ground in places like Warwick and Newton Abbott earlier on is career as a novice hurdler. Very, very difficult to get away from the new one. Not very rigid, but you can't go against them. I won on Aurora d'Estraval last time of John Quinn's. Definitely a decent filly. And she's definitely got a chance, you know, definitely got a chance of giving him the most to do anyway, I think. Definitely won't mind the heavy ground. A definite improver, but the new ones, you know, a long way ahead of the rest of them. Can't see past.
Okay, can't see past the new one. In the 150, the 225 is the next race. This is the Fixed Brush Handicap Hurdle, which is a grade 3 over 3 miles. And the betting is headed by Volnader Tai, who's 92 into 4-1 this morning. Katko is 7-1, 8-1 for Big Easy. Abasson is 11-1, 12 for Via Leon Rouge. 12-1, a bit of money as well for Oscar Rock, who was 14s. 12-1 for Upswing and Dara Tango, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. David Pipe's got a good record in this in recent years, won 3 the last 4 renewals. He has Katko and Via Leon Rouge in the lineup, AP, but Volnader Tai heading the betting, and could be well in under the penalty.
Well, he was such an impressive winner at Huntingdon when he won, so he's, you know, he's, there's no doubt that he's definitely well in, and yeah, it's very hard to get away from. Obviously it's a race that David Pipe obviously likes to target, has won it a few times in the past, obviously with Gervais Chambertin and Grand Cru. in a few of them. Obviously, this horse that won in Cheltenham last week, Catco, who won very well, got a good whip. He's gone up £5 as well. I suppose Volant Detail has probably had a little bit more time between races, which will probably be a help to him. But it's a race that will be very hard to pick the winner of, that's for sure. You know, the likes of Cyberite of Nigel Twist and Davis has got pretty solid form as well. He's not without a chance by any means. So hard, you know, there's so many you could fancy. Upswing of John Joe's has won on heavy ground in the past, and he definitely wouldn't dislike the heavy ground. Big Easy, he ran very well in that race with Catco as well last week. It's very hard. I mean, it's very hard to get away from the top horse because I think he's quite well in, and I can see him very, very hard to beat. If I was to maybe pick one, maybe one of the outsiders or one of the horses at a bigger price, I'd maybe pick something like Cyberite. But I think that Valna Detali is going to be very hard to beat.
Okay, we'll let you have a couple in that one because it is a wide open race. The 3 o'clock is race six on the card, and the big race of the day, it's the Betfair Chase, which is a grade one over 3 miles and one furlong, and we've got the front three from last year all back in action against each other in the shape of Sylvania Arco Conti, Q Card and Dynast. Got plenty of others in the mix as well, and interesting to hear your thoughts on Takander Soy. The betting looks like this: Sylvania Arco Conti is 4s into 7 to 2, 4 to 1 for Q Card, Takander Soy is 5s into 4 to 1, 92 for Dynast, Menorah 9 to 1, and then 10 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. Talk us through your thoughts in the big race, AP.
Yeah, I think the betting sounds about right for me. I think Sylvania Conti deserves to be favourite in the price he is. He's probably, you know, he's achieved the most. His comeback run, I suppose, for some at Weatherby would have been a little bit disappointing. But what we've seen of some of the Paul Nicholas horses, they've improved for the run this year. And, there's no doubt that he'll improve the run too. He's obviously a lot happier with him this time round, and obviously thinks he's a lot fitter because he's putting cheap pieces on him. Doesn't mind, I don't think he minds soft ground. He obviously won soft ground at Kempton and at Newbury and last year at Haydock, or sorry, when he won back this year back in Haydock. He didn't mind soft ground, so that won't be a problem to him. He deserves to be favoured. But the others, Q Card obviously won the race last year. His comeback run at Exeter was good, solid run, obviously. That was only over 2 miles. He's stepping back up and trip here. He's definitely... there's not much between those two. Tarquin Dessou is obviously a young up-and-coming horse, but purely on ratings, he's got a bit defined with those two horses. But he loved the soft ground. He ran much better race at Weatherby than he did in his reappearance at Yarnabbit. I don't think the trip would be a problem. As I said, he loved the ground. Of the others, Dynast, you'd be slightly concerned about the fact that he hasn't ran for... he's obviously trained by the pipe, so he'll be fit enough, but he hasn't had a competitive race. So on heavy ground or on soft to heavy ground, it'll be tough for him. Harry Topper likes the ground, but the fences will come up plenty quick enough for him. Murdermit, not sure that his form is good enough, and I can see why Menorah's kind of drifted a little bit. He seems to be... He won well at Weatherby, and he has won on heavy ground in the past, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's a better horse on better ground. I think Sylvania Conti is the obvious one, and hopefully Tarquin Dessou will give him most to do if one is there to frighten him, hopefully it's him.
Okay, on to the final race at Haydock this afternoon then. This is the 3:35. We finish with a Class 2 handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and a significant non-runner this morning in the shape of Glenn Quest, and Masters Hill heading the betting at 5-2, 9-2 for Midnight Appeal, 13-2 for Shot of Vodka, 7-1 for Renard, Pinarolo is 10s, 12 for Rose of the Moon, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest of puzzles to solve, the lucky last AP. What do you like in the 3:35?
No, it's not the easiest of races. As you said, Masters Hill last ran behind Barry Wood. in the Albert Bartlett at Cheltenham. So starting off his chasing career, and well, he obviously has ran over fences, but he's having a go on a competitive handicap chase here. I mean, Colin Tizard's horses, they do a couple of winners yesterday, so they're running into form, so that's obviously a plus. Midnight Appeal of Alan King's has got some good form along the way. You know, he's, you know, he had a run earlier this month back at Ascot. He ran okay, and you know, I could see him coming on for the run as well. So he's definitely with a chance, according to Trev, of David Bridgewater's. You know, he's one as well that might be there thereabouts. And again, Venetia Williams's Reynard, he's a horse that has won plenty of races on soft and heavy ground. And it's this time of the year that you definitely need to keep on the right side of them. So, you know, I can see why Masters Hill's favourite, but again, if I'm picking a horse or an outsider, I'm going to go for Reynard of Venetia Williams's purely because of the ground. As I said, it's had a run as well, and I think at this time of the year you need to keep on the right side of Venetia's horse, so go for Reynard.
Okay, Reynard in the lucky last from Haydock. We've also got some top class action at Ascot this afternoon, and we're going to look at a couple of races there, the 205 being the first of them, and this is the Amlin 1965 Chase, which is a grade 2 over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and last year's winner Alpha Roth heads the betting at 11-4. Wishful Thinking is 3-1, as is Rajdhani Express, 7-1 for Summersby, Fox Appeal is 15-2, and then 8-1 for Berry Parade. As I mentioned, Alpha Roth won this last year, but that was a 2-runner race, so it's going to be more difficult this year, but Ruby Walsh gets back on board for the first time since the Paddy Power Gold Cup success back in 2012, and whilst Wishful Thinking was very impressive in the old run Chase AP, it's not one that's backed up in the past. So what do you make of the 205?
Yeah, I agree with you. As you said about Wishful Thinking, he was very impressive winner of the old run Chase at any entry last time, but I don't think his horse has ever went back to back and any of his wins from well, not many new, that's for sure. Not in recent times he hasn't, anyway, not the last sort of three seasons he hasn't won back-to-back. So, obviously, the fact that he's had a run is obviously going to be an advantage to him. I did listen to Paul Nicholls this morning in the morning line. He was slightly concerned that Alpha Roth came back a little bit late and he might improve for the run. His other horse, Berry Parade, likes Ascot won here the last time he won. Back in January, and he's not played a chance. I was just a little bit concerned about what Paul said about Alpha Roth, and it just slightly sways me against him. But as you said, it's very hard then to go and try and support Wishful Thinking when he hasn't backed up runs before in the past. But I'm going to go against the stats, if you like, and I'm going to go for Wishful Thinking and hope that he can change that run where he hasn't won two races in a row for a while. So I'm going to go for Wishful Thinking, just purely on what I listened from Paul. I'm slightly concerned Alpha Roth might improve for the run.
Okay, interesting thoughts there in the 205, and the 240 is the final race we're going to look at. This is what used to be the Ascot Hurdle. It's a grade 2 over 2 miles and 3 furlongs, and no surprise to see Fahin at the top of the betting. He's 1-3 this morning, 11-2 for Blue Fashion, Lac Fontana 6-1, and then 33-1 or bigger prices for the others. Fahin's one of the he's current anti-post favourite for the Champion Hurdle AP, and it's hard to see past him here, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I think 1-3 is a very good price about him, to be honest. I think he's the best novice that I saw last season. A horse that won over 3 miles at Limerick, came back to 2.5 miles at Cheltenham, and then went back to 2 miles to win at down Punchestown. Takes a very, very high class horse to do that, and as I said, I think he was the best novice that I saw last season. Couldn't see any reason why any of these horses would be a danger to him. So I think they're running for pace money. I was lucky enough to win a grade one in Lac Fontana at the entry. Good solid little horse. But none of the form is as good as this fella. So fine, really matter going around in my opinion.
Okay, Fahin then in the 240. Thanks, AP. Should be a really good day in prospect. Pleasure to speak to you once again, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.